don't know. Today I've got something to hide. So if I don't point at you, you must know I can't see you. Especially on my left. I just can't see them. So when... Don't put a grievance. If I go to the next item without pointing at you, it means we can't go back to that item because I didn't see you. And I'm sure I've seen many trucks on the roads when they say, if you can't see my mirrors, it means I can't see you. So if I can't see you, it means you can't see me. That's a general principle. But morning, honorable members and our invited guest. You will recall in the last committee meeting when we said we had items that we're supposed to be dealing with today, which in the main included a presentation by the Department of Labor. And the committee in consensus agreed that we needed to finalize the work that we were doing, and therefore we will shelve the agenda items for today so that we can now get the presentation. So I think that is what we will be dealing with. But first, I think I must look at are there any apologies?
Good morning, members and everyone. I've got apology from Mr. Malema and apology from Ms. Ntaki. Thank you.
Okay. Those are the apologies confirmed. You know your duty. Otherwise, we'll stay in this item forever. Honorable Mandel.
Thank you. Apologies accepted.
Any second? No, the record is there.
Seconded, sir.
Okay. Now, if you want to stay in one item, we can just sit in that item until the time. Okay. I'm told that Honorable Malema, in his absence, there is a member from the AFF that is representing, I don't want to say him, but is representing him in the as the AFF member of the committee. Is that correct, Honorable Malema? Okay. Welcome to the committee. I don't want to say you'll enjoy being in the committee, but because we're not here to enjoy, but I'm sure you will find it fruitful and quite beneficiating being part of the committee, and we look forward to your contribution, constructive contribution in the committee. On that note, we are supposed to receive a presentation on the commissioner's report, and a presentation from I'm learning to be legal from the provisional liquidator. Okay. I'm not sure who's going to start. But if I remember very well, in the last meeting, what put the spanner in the wheel was the commissioner's report. And we then said the provisional liquidator could add, but we ended up confirming that we will be making also a presentation. So we will start with the commissioner's report, which seemed to be more central, and then the provisional liquidator will come in, and then we will deal with questions of clarity, and I think then the committee will deliberate on the responses received and begin to take responsibility of the process going forward on how then are we going to move forward in relation to that. So I think with that warning that we're given, we will make sure that the provisional liquidator is not coming down for no productive outcomes. There will be justification of expenditure, and we can promise you that that we will do our level best. But I'm sure for you, we'll want to make it a point that today it be the last. Not that we don't like to see you. It's just that we've got limited space to see the same faces again. So that is the case. Okay, the Chief Master of the High Court, the floor is yours now.
Chair, thank you. I want to again extend my apologies for misunderstanding the previous brief. We hope to have addressed that and that today's presentation.
No, sorry. It has been brought to my attention. Apologies. I'm sure the member from the FF won't have the report, especially of the of the commissioner's report. We will request that she be provided, and do the same thing that all members of the committee did, that she signed for receipt, and it be forwarded to the Chief Master of the High Court, and then we then proceed. It won't assist that she sits in a meeting and doesn't have the information that we are talking about.
Thank you, Chair. We will see to it that the member be provided with the required documentation. As I said, I wanted to apologize for the previous misunderstanding. It was not out of disrespect, it was a bona fide misunderstanding. We hope today we'll have addressed that. May I just, as a courtesy to the members, address the team that's with me. Immediately on my left, we have Mr. Godfrey Sekete. He is the assistant master responsible for the matter. And he also reports then to the deputy master, Mrs. Christine Rousseau, sitting immediately to his left. And then on the far left is the representative from the provisional liquidators. Now, sir, I've got to make a small disclosure to you. Mr. John Walker has got a relative dressed almost similar to him with a cap called Johnny Walker. They are related. Chair, most of the talking will be done by Mr. John Walker. If the House is of opinion that we should first hear the Commissioner's report and the matters there, we are ready to adhere to your direction. I may perhaps propose an alternative. If we were to look at the overview of the companies and the activities, and where then, from the overview, did the investigation the commissioner's report fit in. It may help to have a bigger picture first and then hone into the specifics, but it's up to your direction, Chair. The master's presentation, I take it, has been done. It stands as it is. We will now hear more exactly about the mines, the assets, the liabilities, the litigation, the investigations, and in particular the 417 investigation and the report on that. If the House agrees to that, Chair.
It won't cause any harm, Honourable Members. I'm sure for me the issue is that if it will assist with the flow of information, I take it. It's what is more appropriate. Okay, then we can start with the liquidators. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the opportunity to appear here before you. Just before I commence with going through actually the reports that have been drafted by myself, my clients, and also the commissioner, I just need to inform or explain to the committee what exactly it is that a liquidator does. A liquidator is an appointment or a representative that has been appointed by the master and is charged with, by statute, to take charge of the assets of a company, to vet and collect the claims against that company, to dispose of those assets in a manner that is prescribed by law, and then to distribute the proceeds from those claims to the various creditors. Now, the power of a liquidator comes from three places. It comes from statute, which is usually the Insolvency Act and the Companies Act. Then it comes from the Office of the Master, who is empowered to give this liquidator certain directives. And then it comes from either the creditors or the High Court. They also have the power to provide the liquidators with directives as to how he or she should administer the estate. Now, what happened in this case is that there were three sets of mines. For general discussion purposes, they were the Grootvlei mines on East Rand, and then you had the Orkney mines, and you had the Free State mines. Now, the report that's on your screen has been drafted by my client, so I, in advance, apologize for the spelling errors that are contained in it. This is a general overview, and each of the honorable members should have a copy of this report, this five-page report, in your possession. Basically, what it states is that when the companies were placed into provisional liquidation and the liquidators were appointed, they immediately made an assessment as to what kind of process would yield the greater monetary dividend to the creditors. We knew at the time that we had major creditors, one of which is an overseas bank by the name of HVB or Hypoferenz Bank in Germany. Then we had a very large workforce that needed to be paid, also in arrears salaries. And then we had our supply creditors, which were Eskom and the Department of Water and things like that. Now, any creditor, once again, is divided, or creditors are usually divided in three classes. You have your secured creditors, which is a creditor that holds security over the assets of the company. Then you have your preferent creditors, which usually ranks with workers first, and you have the receiver of revenue in there, and they are ranked by statute. The Companies Act determines how they rank, the Insolvency Act determines how they rank in preference from the proceeds of the sale of assets. And then in the last bracket, you have your concurrent creditors, which is the chaps that have just put in a claim, and when all the other guys have been paid and there's money left, then they get paid. All right, now to return to the written report that's on screen now, you will note that the liquidators have just echoed what I've said and said at the time that they took their provisional appointment, they had to determine what would be the best way to dispose of these assets and get the best possible dividend to the creditors. Now, they could have gone on auction, which means basically you break up everything and you sell it on auction. Alternatively, it was decided, and this is what was decided ultimately here, is to sell the mines as a going concern for two reasons. One, in the practice of liquidations, you usually get a better price on the open market for a company that's sold as a going concern. If you sell your assets on auction, you get the common industry term is bargain hunters. You get people that come to insolvency auctions and they get very low prices, and then you're stuck to those prices.